sir.
Case number 10806, Vincent Otto, northwest of Road 436 Curly Drive, approximately 1,300 feet southeast of Road 439 English Road. A special use exception to place a multi-section home that is more than 5 years old.
Name and address, please.
Vincent Otto, 32646 Curly Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear a firm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Everybody doing?
Can you explain to the board your request for this?
Yes, our request this evening is a special exemption for a double wide or two section mobile home to be placed. According to this section, the age of the home is older than 5 years, so this is why we're seeking this exception. There should be pictures. You guys got all them. It's an economical thing for me. They just can't go out and afford to spend this kind of money that they're asking for these newer homes. And I don't even want to tell you what I paid for that house. It's very, very reasonable. It needs a little sweat equity inside. I have some other photos here of the surrounding neighborhood just to let you know that will almost be an upgrade in this neighborhood. Some pictures on the back.
We have to keep these for a while. Okay.
It doesn't present any detriment to any of the neighbors. In fact, if you're looking, when you get to those pictures, the front door is looking at a chicken house. The back door, you're looking at a chicken house, a single wide, and an airplane hangar. And on either side of this home, I live in a nanocoke, but on this particular road, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, there's six, up 436, there's six double wides just like this on the same road. So we're not presenting any kind of difficulty or downgrade to the neighborhood. In fact, I think it'll be a nice addition to the neighborhood.
Sure.
It'll make my son very happy, too.
It's not for you. It's for your
son. Oh, yeah. That's not for me. I live in the house in front of that.
Okay.
It's for your son.
We're actually hoping to put the other son. There's another lot beyond this one in the near future also.
Oh, okay.
This is for your son?
Yeah. Oh, and also, I don't know if this makes any difference, but we plan to block foundation.
C-class.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, the deer won't mind it, I assure you.
Now, these two here are the ones that are in the area that's coming down to us now, these two mobile homes.
That's, three houses down from us. Okay. That other one's next door. That's our next door neighbor right there.
This one right here.
The blue one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very compatible to the area.
I think so. It'd be a nice addition.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the one next to his house. And this is the lady down the road, the fourth house.
And if you, my vision isn't that good, but if you look out the back door, on the back door picture, that's actually a single wide to your left
east of it.
Airplane hangar in the center, chicken house to the right. And out the front door, you see where I put those Leland cypresses, cornfield, chicken house.
Sure.
So.
I'm sure you got some good neighbors there, too.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, that's a pretty nice street to live on, tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, I was down there Saturday, and it seemed to be a very nice area.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. It's a 1999. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what size of it? Double wide?
It's double a what? Yeah. Double wide.
Okay, but what's the size of it?
24 by 60.
Okay. Thank you. 60.
And I think I'm correct on that. That'd
be close enough. I appreciate gotcha. That. I can write
oh,
that
also the well and septics are in and been approved. I stopped with the electric company. I'll be here tomorrow. I kind of held up everything just, you know, I didn't want to look like I was going forward with something until I got approved.
Right. Well, that was the next question. if you had your well.
Yeah, I've got all the permits right here if you'd like to see that.
No, I just was, that was another question I was going to ask you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
All right, yeah.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I'd like to move we approve case number 10806. I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it looks like it will be in harmony with the rest of the places.
Since this is a special use exception, the standard is whether or not it will adversely affect neighboring properties. So somebody should make that finding in the process.
Fine.
Do you want to add it to his motion? Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10806. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, everybody. Appreciate it.
Case number 10807, the Farmers Market.